Welcome to Beauty Out of Brokenness with Christine Trujillo. Christine journeyed through many years of hurt, pain, and brokenness. It's her desire to share her story, encourage others with it, and point them to the gospel message of Christ.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this series called Beauty Out of Brokenness. I'm so glad to be back with you today as we continue on this journey of my book, You're Beautiful. What a privilege it is for me to be here and share some of the amazing things that God has done in my life. It's been an incredible journey. God took the good, the bad, the heartache, and everything in between, and He wove it into a beautiful gift to be shared. I take it all together with a hope to help others. And as I reflect on where I was and where I am today, I feel an immense amount of joy and gratitude. I am undeserving in many ways, but the cross has made it possible for me to share all of the blessings that have come from a life of sin, pain, and brokenness. Isaiah 61:3 says, "To all who mourn in Israel, He will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning." Well, I hold steadfast to this because what God says is true. Blessings and joy will pass if we allow Him to help us through our struggles. And I'm a witness of this. Well, the poem that I'm going to share with you today, I wrote back in June of 2020. It was during the start of the pandemic when the whole world was placed on pause. Most of the world was restricted with the mandate to stay home and not leave, so that the virus could be contained. Well, I think it's safe to say that it was very difficult for everyone. The schools had been shut down and many people had to work remotely. Well, I was living alone at the time and I had no outside contact with anybody for about a year. I bought my groceries online and the only one I saw was the person who placed my groceries in the back of my car. The isolation felt like desolation most of the time. Well, Genesis 2:18 says, "The Lord God said, 'It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.'" We were all made for community and fellowship with one another. I felt many times that I was alone, but I wasn't alone. God was with me. And during that time, God gave me an outlet to help me cope with the quarantine, and that was writing. I was able to write 39 poems in a period of 4 months, from April of 2020 to August of 2020. Well, the extreme shutdown caused me to release my thoughts and express them on paper. If that hadn't happened, I wouldn't have the opportunity to write all 39 poems. In fact, all my poems were written during that time except four. The poem I'm reading you today was written during that time, and it's called Treasures. Treasures are found throughout every part of your day, but only if your heart is willing to seek and find. You have the freedom to see each treasure through the eyes of grace or allow shutters to close you blind. In the beginning, how difficult the sweat and toil, but in the end, you find the long-awaited spoil. Many sleepless nights and days of unending thoughts that left you shaken only to see you recoil. Yes, the diagnosis was difficult and the wayward child left a wrench in your heart, but where did it find you? The throne room of God, on your knees before the mighty King. You are not alone on your massive treasure hunt. Your victor is on your side and can always be found cheering you on in the ring. Yes, there are those treasures that can be found in the splendor of your glorious and majestic Creator. The beautiful sunset and the magnificent sunrise, the miracle of life, and all the people He has placed in your life. But there is only one treasure, who is your Creator, and He is far greater. Well, in the first part of the poem, I write, treasures are found throughout every part of your day, but only if your heart is willing to seek and find. Well, I believe our perspective of life is how we see things. Do you see the cup half full or half empty? During the pandemic, when I was confined to my house with no contact from anybody, it felt like a punishment. But in reality, it turned out to be a blessing. The beautiful poems that God had placed in my heart gave me joy and peace in the midst of turmoil. And another great thing that came out of it is I can now share the poems with you. Sometimes finding beauty in the midst of adversity can be difficult. But God is always with us in our struggles. Now I want to share a story from my book that is an example of God being with me in the midst of adversity. It involves two of my kids, Thomas and Larissa, and my brother William, who had just passed away. In my book, I wrote, Thomas and Larissa and I had headed back to Arizona following the funeral to mourn the loss of my brother William. On Sunday afternoon, we pondered our family history and dynamics. Thomas and Larissa had many questions about my family. They wondered why we all interacted with each other the way we did. They were perplexed and thoughtful as they listened, shared, and tried to understand the disunity of our broken family. As I shared from my experience, they tried to understand the heartache and chaos. The brokenness was so deep that at times I couldn't figure out why we couldn't just put our differences aside for the sake of one another. I told Thomas and Larissa that the greatest jewel I could ever give them is the treasure I found. The treasure is the Bible. It's more valuable than any inheritance I could leave. And that treasure, God makes a powerful promise. If you obey all the decrees and commands I am giving you today, all will be well with you and your children. Deuteronomy 4:40. This treasure has the key to an abundant and joy-filled life. That doesn't mean we'll be without trial or heartache, but we are to focus on our joy in the Lord through those times. No other treasure in the world compares to it, and it is available for all to discover. To be quite honest with you, this is all I really have to offer them, and I don't have money or riches, and I'm grateful for that. An inheritance has the potential to harm them rather than to help them. Well, with what I had wrote there, I'm not going to make light of the magnitude of the hurt and pain from the loss of my brother. It was a tragedy and an unexpected devastation to our family. But in the midst of the tragedy, I was thankful that I had my brother for 53 years. We don't know when one of our loved ones will no longer be with us. I think we can place a little focus on being thankful for those who are still here. Yes, we were all hurting very much. But sometimes when we go through the loss of a loved one, it helps us to see the beauty of life and the value of those who are still with us. There was also some disunity going on at the funeral, which led to the conversation with my adult children on the way home. I guess it was evident in their eyes. They both had sincere questions and concerns about my family and our dynamics. We spoke for 6 hours straight on the way back home. It was one of the richest, deepest, and most sincere conversations that I had ever had with my kids. We all spoke sincerely from our hearts and expressed our thoughts and concerns. The treasure and the beauty of the gift God had blessed me with were present that day, and He was in the midst of all of it. I was able to see the beauty of life during a tragic moment. It helped me to remember that life is a treasure, and we should see the beauty of the most precious gift that has been offered to us. That's life. I read in the poem, in the beginning, how difficult the sweat and toil. You have the freedom to see each treasure through the eyes of grace or allow shutters that close you blind. Yes, life can get very messy, but if we're willing to see past the dirt and grime, we'll be able to experience a little blessing that comes out of the hurt and pain and difficulty. Luke 6:48 says, "It is like a person building a house who digs deep and lays the foundation on solid rock. When the flood waters rise and break against that house, it stands firm because it is well built." In life, the storms will come. It's just a matter of time. But we can rest assured that we have a way to stand firm on solid ground, and that's Christ, our solid rock. The best time to prepare for a storm is before it hits. Many times, there is no way to know when a storm will hit, and if a house is not built on solid ground, a hurricane or tsunami can destroy it. Remember, there are those treasures that can be found in the splendor of your glorious and majestic Creator, the beautiful sunset and the magnificent sunrise, the miracle of life, and all the people He placed in your life. But there is only one treasure, who is your Creator, and He is far greater. Will you see each day's treasure through the eyes of grace, or will you allow the shutters of life to close you blind? Treasures are all around you. Don't miss out on the beautiful sunset and the magnificent sunrise. And remember, the moment you're in right now is far more precious than the one that just passed, because what's gone can never return, but only as a memory. If you'd like to share your thoughts or story with me, you can go to my website at gracewomensoutreach.org. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you for joining me today, and have a great week.
To connect with Christine, purchase her book, You're Beautiful, or if you'd like her to visit your church for speaking engagement or book club, go to the website, gracewomensoutreach.org. Her goal is to reach women of all ages and backgrounds by going into community churches, women's organizations, and sharing her story. Thank you for listening to Beauty Out of Brokenness with Christine Trujillo.